I'm Alicia Cruz, a graduate student at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. In 1965, Lurleen McDaniel was part of one of the first graduating classes at the University of South Florida. Since then, McDaniel has written over 70 young adult novels. She's returning to USF for coffee and conversations at the Tampa Campus Library and will be discussing her latest and final book, The Girl with the Broken Heart. Welcome to University Beat, Lurleen.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
You've been successfully publishing novels for about 30 years now. Why stop?
I was finished writing. I felt like I had written every story I ever wanted to write, and the characters just kind of stopped talking to me. So I thought, it's time. It's just time to hang up the old quill.
Can you tell me a little bit about your latest book?
So The Girl with the Broken Heart deals with a made-up town that I've made through the last five books, and the Tennessee walking horse, and a girl who has, it's a double entendre with the broken heart. She not only has a heart issue, she also has a very great sadness of the literal broken heart over a terrible grief.
Your novels focus a lot on youth struggling with mortality and chronic illness. Why is this such a prominent topic in your books?
My son, when my firstborn child, Sean, was about 3 years old and I was pregnant, newly pregnant with my second, Sean became critically ill and he was so sick. I took one look at him and knew if I didn't get him to a hospital, he wouldn't live until morning. So I rushed him to the local hospital and they just looked at him and smelled him and said, oh my gosh, he's in ketoacidosis. He is a diabetic. I had a heart for the chronically ill instantly. It wasn't fair that my child got sick. And that began the basic philosophy of all my writing, that nobody gets to pick what life gives to them, but you do get to choose how you deal with it.
Here at USF, you were one of the first staffers of the Oracle, which wasn't the newspaper it is today, right?
I was a co-editor of the very first yearbook, The Oracle. So we worked together as a team with other gals. We had this brainstorm to make the book into free verse, as much of it as we could. It was hard work, but fun and rewarding.
So you live in Tennessee now, and you haven't been back to campus in over 20 years. And then an English professor, one of our English professors, Joan Caywell, reaches out to you. And she says she's making a collection in your honor at the library. How does that feel?
It's not every day that your legacy gets showcased. Your legacy can live in perpetuity if a library takes it. Well, I got this email from Joan just at random, and she said, I've been looking and see that you're a prominent YA writer. If I sent you some books, would you sign them for my library collection? And I said, I'd be delighted to. By the way, did you know I am a graduate of USF? Well, that really set her off. She was so excited. And pretty soon we were talking about taking my legacy. She and a friend literally drove up here in January and took every single piece of material I'd ever written, memorabilia, all of my books. And I'm so excited about going to the library and at least seeing it all set up.
Lurleen McDaniel, thanks for joining us on University Beat.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to see the campus.
Lurleen McDaniel will be hosting her book talk on Thursday, November 7th. For more information, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Alicia Cruz.